The bottom line is that the mainstream media thinks you are incredibly stupid and will buy anything they say, no matter how illogical or irrational it might be, stated Mike Adams in an April 2014 article in Natural News. What the alternative media has now proven is that the mainstream media is largely irrelevant. It matters nothing what they print or broadcast. The people who are informed know it's all lies, and the mind-numbed propaganda victims who still watch networks like CNN and MSNBC are irrelevant to the march of history anyway. Real history is being shaped, investigated, and reported by the alternative media. We are the ones who have no big corporate sponsors and no million-dollar budgets, but we have the hearts and minds and passion for truth and justice that drives our work to levels of authenticity that the mainstream media can never hope to attain, regardless of production budgets. The mainstream media is on its last breath, and they are already scurrying to secure phony alternative news websites in a bid to stay afloat. But the new era of News 2.0 is already here, and in this new paradigm of content consumption, reality is king, wrote Anthony Gucciardi, host of the website StoryLeak.com. The mainstream media is afraid of the new media. They are afraid of you. If one man or woman with a smartphone can change history, that is a scary thought for the political control freaks who seek to censor you at every turn. The new era of news consumption has arrived, and it's time to kick the mainstream media out for good. Conservatives sometimes complain about the liberal media, but a serious look reveals that the mainstream media only tilts liberal on certain social issues, such as abortion, same-sex marriage, and gun control. Otherwise, the so-called liberal mass media is only as liberal as its corporate masters allow, with stories on corporate malfeasance and corruption getting short shrift. It has been shown that globalists spend huge sums of money manipulating media viewpoints. In early 2014, David Brock, a Democratic Party operative, revealed that his organization, Media Matters for America, MMFA, uses money from billionaire globalist George Soros to work directly with establishment journalists to influence the corporate media in an attempt to counteract the alternative and conservative media. White House visitor logs, as reported in the Daily Caller, a 24-hour news publication, showed that Brock and MMFA officials met regularly with Obama aides, including Deputy Communications Director Jen Psaki and Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett. Media Matters has now been completely exposed as little more than an attack dog for the Obama administration, accused Paul Joseph Watson on the InfoWars website. Radio talk show host and former NASA scientist Michael Rivero, a longtime media critic, summed it all up when he stated, "Most people prefer to believe that their leaders are just and fair, even in the face of evidence to the contrary. Because once a citizen acknowledges that the government under which he lives is lying and corrupt, the citizen has to choose what he or she will do about it. To take action in the face of corrupt government entails risks of harm to life and loved ones. To choose to do nothing is to surrender one's self-image of standing for principles. Most people do not have the courage to face that choice. Hence, most propaganda is not designed to fool the critical thinker, but only to give moral cowards an excuse not to think at all."